we had a Morrison shelter, and that was metal. So our table in the living room had to be the table, and when the sirens went, we used to get in. We didn't have an Anderson shelter. It was just this. We had couldn't get sweets, but we used to have a tap box. So occasionally, you got some a bit of chocolate or whatnot, and you took this. You had this. You didn't eat it. And if the siren went at school, which it did on one or two occasions, we had to run from school down the playing field out to where the scout huts are at the bottom, the distance. When I think about it, if the plane had been there, he could have shot us all down, because there was no cover, no nothing. We just had to run as fast as we could and get in these shelters, and they were that distance away. And then, of course, we did have a bit out the tuck box at that time. It didn't happen many times, thank goodness. And one afternoon from that, the cottages on Mill Road Bridge, they did drop bombs there, and they were destroyed. I cannot remember, we were not heavily bombed, certainly not, because Hitler wanted the university intact. So they used to come over here, and the sirens would go in the evening and would be there all night until you heard them coming back and being to London. So we had the Blitz in that way, but it was not, I can't remember thinking that Cambridge was heavily bombed. When we were in Glebe Road, we had a hedge. They were dividing our house from the next door neighbours. We had an incendiary bomb drop in it, and I remember Dad running to put it out. It was all blazing up, so I mean, had it got a light, but it was further in the hedge and the houses, but quite near the houses, you know. So that was a little experience. Dad was too old. He wasn't in the war at all in any way. Done his share in the other one. Funny thing was, when Dad was alive, I'd be about 8, I suppose, and sitting close to him, and we got a armistice service. And poor Dad, he must have gone through. He never talked about war at all. But I've realised in later years that he did suffer in the Great War. We're sitting there one night listening to this service, and there was a tear down his cheek. I said, "What's the matter, Dad?" You know, just a kid. And the only word he ever said to me was about the Great War was, "Never trust a frog." And that stuck with me through life. So what experience he had in France and out there, I don't know. He had brothers, quite a large family, I believe, and but they did all come back.
Where did his family come from?
I think Brinkley, which is quite near Cambridge. But Cambridge at the time, you could call it his town with Mum. That's where they got married, Cambridge, where I was born, of course.